This is Dabu 7. We have an update to the Jeffrey Epstein document dump. Apparently, they're calling this Phase 1. And we're also being told that the FBI has withheld thousands of pages from these documents. Pam Bondi demanding that they be delivered to her in D.C. by Friday. And in this whole mix, she's saying that there is information, there is a list of names of individuals, but many are saying that this first batch that was given to certain journalists and things like that, there's nothing new in it. There's no bombshell information. Bondi said she had everything on her desk, but that apparently is not the case. The other night we heard word that agents were trying to get rid of files secretly. So within the next 48 hours, it's going to be critical to see what really is going down with the Epstein files here. But this is not a client list. They kept it. The client list is not released. People are not happy, and it's like they threw the people a bone. This is very reminiscent of what they did with the JFK files the last time. Said that they were going to release them, and then only released a portion, and never did release the rest. And that's why we're going through this whole thing again. Here we are with Epstein, and files are missing and being held. I mean, good figure, right? Do you think that they're even going to ever come out and name someone like Bill, who was a sitting president, when Trump refuses to even arrest Hillary? She was sitting front and center when he was inaugurated. You know, that was a sham. And I keep raising the question, who's going to go to jail for all this money that's been stolen? All these billions. Every day, Doge is telling us that all this money was spent here and there and all over. Who is going to go to jail for it? Not a single name mentioned. It's black magic at its finest. Here on this world stage. Join me for the live streams Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, where I talk about this in greater detail. And if we do get any other info, I'll be diving into it on the next show. Hope to see you guys there. Much love.